And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Regular season starting to wind down on the high school hoops hardwood all around Western Oklahoma. Last night, Elk City made the short trip down I-40 to the Tornado Dome to face Clinton. Elkettes won their third and last four with a 79-30 win against the Lady Reds. The two Abbeys, Brown and Harrell, scored 16 and 11 respectively. Big Elks and Red Tornadoes played an incredibly entertaining first half, saw Clinton take a 24-22 lead into the halftime break. From there, the Big Elks dominated, outscoring Clinton 15-2 in the third quarter to pull away and win 53-33. Elk City won the second half 31-9, only allowed the Reds two makes from the field in that second half. Elks had three in double figures. Cole Bowie was 17. Alex Cupp and Tucker Garza poured in 12 apiece. Paragon TV had plenty of hoops on last night in the small school classes. Girls' side, Arapaho Butler snuck past Eric 46-33. Canute edged Fort Cobb-Broxton 49-44. Cheyenne Raiden bombed Fargo Gage Fort Supply 41-19. Hammond blasted Hinton 85-32. Leedy squeaked by Shattuck 41-37, and Merritt whipped up on Snyder 68-14. On the boys' side, Repo Butler topped Eric 47-35. Fort Cobb-Broxton got the better of Canute 72-58. Cheyenne Raiden beat up on Fargo Gage Fort Supply 66-26. Hammond clipped Hinton 64-49. Leedy pulled away from Shattuck 79-61. Merritt flogged Snyder 66-17. It wasn't pretty, but the Oklahoma City Thunder eked out a 111-109 win last night inside Paycom Center against the Portland Trail Blazers. Jalen Williams poured home a 15-footer from the left of the lane for the eventual game winner with 2 seconds left. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led OKC with 33. Williams scored 19. Thunder improved to a Western Conference leading 30-13. Back on the floor tonight in San Antonio against Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs. Here at Live, 98.1 FM, 1240 AM. Pregame gets going at 7. The tip to come at 8:30. Both in-state schools suffered Big 12 losses on their home floor last night on the men's hardwood. Oklahoma led by a point at halftime over their Red River rivals from Austin. But the Longhorns poured it on in the second half to win 75-60. Texas out-rebounded Oklahoma 40-24, held OU to 4 of 21 from 3. Oklahoma State started hot, leading by as many as 17 early. But TCU came back to win 74-69 inside Gallagher-Iba Arena. Sixth straight conference loss for the Pokes, who were still in search for their first Big 12 win this season. Both teams back at home this weekend. Oklahoma State hosts West Virginia. Oklahoma welcomes number 20 Texas Tech to Norman. Weatherford native Quade Cummins flew up the leaderboard in today's final round of the second Korn Ferry Tour event this season, both being in the Bahamas. Cummins fired 7-under-65, finishes 8-under for the tournament, and a tie for second, which is his best finish as a pro. Quade made 8 birdies and a bogey in his final round today, finishes 2 shots behind the winner, and earns his second top 10 in as many tries so far on the Korn Ferry Tour this season. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.